Continuity of our bhakti, we have our study of first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. We are starting today unit 3. We will continue from chapter 7, verse 12, all the way through chapter 9. And here, this chapter our module finished. In this unit we have to cover these two major sections, the periods of Kunti Maharani and Bhisham Dev's periods and departure. Time we have in unit list some periods to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a person and written by Sanatana Goswami in Krishna Leela Stava. We all will together read these periods. Sarva Shastra Abadhi Yosha Sarva Vaidaika Tata Phala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanaya Sarva Lokaika Bhikkhata. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all scriptures, you are the most prominent transcendental fruit of Vedas, enriched with the jewel of all conclusive truth. You grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world. Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Svantra Dharma Vyaja Shri Krishna Parivartika. O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has risen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned among us. Bhagavatam, you are Sri Krishna. You have returned among us. Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varsha Aksharayate Sarvada Sarvate Raya Sri Krishnaya Namostute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. By your recitation, Pathaya, one attains transcendental bliss. Because your syllabus, Aksharaya, shower pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. Mada eka bandho mada sangye mada guru manmahana
మన నిష్కారక మద భాగ్య మద ఆనంద నమస్తే.
ఓ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, ఓ మై ఓన్లీ ఫ్రెండ్, ఓ మై కంపానియన్, ఓ మై టీచర్, ఓ మై గ్రేట్ వెల్త్, ఓ మై డెలివరర్, ఓ మై గుడ్ ఫార్చూన్, ఓ మై బిల్స్ బిల్స్, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్టుల్ ఒబీసెన్సెస్ అన్ టు యు.
అసాధు సాధు సుదాయిన అతి నాయో
O Srimad Bhagavat, O bestower of the saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the most fallen, please do not ever leave me. Accompanied by pure love of Krishna, please manifest yourself in my heart in my throat. Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki. So this unit has these subject matter which we will cover. Chapter 7, the verses which we cover 12 to 34, the subject matter is Ashwatthama kills the Pandava princes. And the next session, Ashwatthama's punishment. And from 35 to 58, where the chapter ends, chapter 7. This is what we will cover today. This is chapter 8. Next time, chapter 9. So today we will do this. Overview of chapter 7. This is what we have done last time. In this section we have Vyasadeva's vision. Can somebody repeat Vyasadeva's vision? What did Vyasa see in his meditation after Narada's departure? One thing he saw: Supreme Personality of Godhead. Number two, one, he saw Maya, external energy. Number two. Number three, he saw the action of Maya two ways. Maya under full control of Krishna. Now action number two, Maya controlling all the jivas. What did he see in third thing? He saw the suffering of the living entities by false identification with body, anartha. Then he saw the remedy for that. He saw the remedy for that. That is bhakti yoga. Anartha upasamanam. Anartha upasamanam. And what is that? Sushriya manaya. By hearing. The bhakti starts with hearing. And where is this bhakti which is the cure of the suffering of the jivas and bewildered by Maya? Where is bhakti found? In Srimad Bhagavatam. This vision is a vision of complete, absolute truth, which contains, it means Supreme Lord, his all energies. At least two energies just we discussed, jiva and external energy, Maya. And in perfect Prabhupada has written, internal energy is always with Lord as moonlight is with sun. It is like that when you go to Radharaman temple, there is only Radharaman. There is no deity of Radharani, but there is a seat for Radharani. She is always there. Practically, Radharaman temple, Banke Bihari temple, you can't see Radharani. But there is the asana of Radharani. The golden word Radha is there. Somebody asked this to some of our senior leaders, why there is no Radha? I said, who said there is no Radha? Radha is always with Krishna. She is inseparably with Krishna. Even Jagannath has a Radha with him. There is one article written by Madhavananda. How can we worship Krishna without Radha? So then he wrote an article that always there is on the chest, they put something with Radha. So his internal energy is inseparably always with Krishna. And then what else is, this is absolute truth, everything inclusive. That he saw. Therefore Prabhupada started preface of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is targeting the spiritual truth directly, not God. Ordinary concept of God, in the purport of the first verse of Bhagavatam, you will only see God at two places. Not for God, but for the other people, what they think about God. But otherwise, Prabhupada always used Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Absolute Truth, Satyam Param. Okay? So this is Vyasadeva's vision. Why Sukadeva Goswami took the trouble to study Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes? Yes, look, Prabhuji. He got attracted by? By the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. Ittham bhutam guna hari atma ramastu munyo. This verse is the answer. The answer of this question is atma ramastu munyo. Even those who are self-realized, Brahm-realized, whatever they are helplessly attracted by the guna, by the quality and beauty. Qualities and beauty. Quality is his bhakti vatsalya quality, his mercifulness. Putana, that verse, how merciful. And then his beauty of entering in Vrindavan. So his different gunas, they attract even the liberated souls. So one line answer is this. If the marks are more on the, then you can put a little story that after Sukadeva being Brahm realized left to the forest, Vyasadeva sent his disciple to sing, and then these two verses, one is spoken by the Uddhava and one is spoken by the gopis, that attracted Sukadeva Goswami. He came back on his own and begged Vyasadeva to impart and train him in recitation of Bhagavatam. What is the result of Sukadeva's study of Bhagavatam? He become very dear to Vaishnavas. Hari Priya. Can you see this? Vaishnava Priyam. He become very dear to the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava become very dear to him. So if we study Bhagavatam, then we will be also dear to Vaishnavas. And getting mercy of the Vaishnava is the only way to advance in spiritual life. So to become dear to Vaishnava, the procedure is study Bhagavatam sincerely and enthusiastically. This Atmaram verse is the answer to this. Now today we have this portion to cover. Chapter 4, there were three major questions asked by Sonak Rishi as the Kulpati of the Rishis. One about what inspiration for Vyasa to compile Bhagavatam, how Sukhdev as a liberated soul studied Bhagavatam and spoke for 7 days. So these two questions are answered in 4th, 5th and 6th chapter. The third question was, why Parikshit Maharaj left kingdom and sat on the bank of Ganges to hear Bhagavatam? Now, this section will describe question about Maharaj Parikshit specifically, which will bring the Pandavas and Krishna in vision, first time in Bhagavatam. In first canto, in 19 chapters, generally there are three, Shrota and Vakta, Hare Krishna. Shrota means hearer and Vakta means speaker. The first three chapters, the Shrota are the Nemsharanya Rishis and Vakta is Suta Goswami. And their purpose is to do the good for the people of Kali Yuga. That is their objective. Second three chapters, 4 through 6, is the dialogue between Vyasa, Dev and Narada. Again here, the object is how to do good for the people of Kali Yuga. Right? The Bhagavatam speaker is Sukhdev Goswami and the listener of Bhagavatam is Parikshit Maharaj. So, the listener, they are also listener and speaker, but they are all side speaker. The speaker of Bhagavatam is Sukhdev Goswami and the listener of Bhagavatam is Parikshit. So now first canto mainly deals with the greatness and the eligibility of Parikshit Maharaj. Rest of the first canto is focusing on the Parikshit Maharaj's glories as a recipient of Bhagavatam. And we will see in this section which we will cover, this third unit, three generations of Parikshit Maharaj's parents as a Vaishnava devotees. We will have a darshan of three Mahabhagavat Nari, the great Bhagavat ladies. And Bhagavatam, first place is for three great Bhagavat Matajis. Draupadi, Uttara and Kunti. So three great Vaishnavas and their prayers have a first place in Bhagavatam. So these three generations devotional service brought Parikshit Maharaj as a recipient of Bhagavatam, or Bhagavatam descended on Parikshit. So Prabhupada, after three generations our devotees will be in a position to really accomplish something. It takes three generations effort. This is seen here. And then the paternal side, starting from Bhishma Pitama and then Yudhishthira Maharaj and then Arjuna himself, that is the paternal side, three generations. So this is the greatness of Parikshit Maharaj as a hearer of Bhagavatam. That is glorified here. So this portion, he begins by explaining Ashwatthama killed. This is, we will read. So this is the overview of the chapter 7. The next set of verses 35 to 58. Arjun captures the and binds Ashwatthama. And then we will do the discussion. They have the discussion there. So we will do the discussion whether Ashwatthama should be killed or not. And one verse, last verse is, Pandavas perform the funeral rituals for the relatives slain at Kurukshetra. It will then continue in chapter 8. Okay? This is what we are going to do. This is the first verse of what section. Let's read this verse.
Parikshato atha raja rishihi janma karma vilapanam kamtham cha kandhutranam vakyai krishna kabodayam.
Parikshato raja rishi, his janma and his karma both are extraordinary. Is the most fortunate only person, maybe in the history, who has done the Mangal Aarti in the womb of the mother, he has the darshan of Krishna. He has a sudarshan of Krishna. You can have a Krishna darshan, but he has sudarshan of Krishna. Krishna along with sudarshan. There's some nice Vaishnava poet has written, anybody can do darshana, but he has done sudarshan. Along with sudarshan and beautiful darshan of Krishna, that is his glory of his birth. And he never forgot that. Therefore his name is Parikshat. Pariksha means examine. So he was examining everybody, who was that one who saved me. So he was examining everybody, and in one of the yagya of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna came there, and as a small child, Parikshit was brought into the assembly. And from the lap of Yudhishthira, he got down, he walked around looking, and then he stopped at Krishna. And Vyasadeva was sitting there. He said, he has identified you. But he has one doubt. You had four arms when you protected him. Please show two more arms. Then Krishna showed two more arms. And then Parikshit never saw any other person. He was just focused throughout the life on Krishna. Therefore his name is Parikshit. The other name of Parikshit is Vishnurat. Because he was protected by Vishnu in the womb. His activities are glorious because he conquered the time. Kali Yuga. Kali means Kali is the time. He conquered the time. Kali Yuga, personified, which is conquering everybody. And his death is also glorious because in the assembly of saintly persons, Krishna descended as Bhagavatam to deliver him. When Parikshit was attacked by Brahmastra, Krishna protected by his Sudarshan Astra or his club. When Parikshit was cursed by Brahman Vak Astra, Brahman Vak means curse of the Brahman's word, Krishna protected by Bhagavat Vak root. So Krishna, what is Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is Krishna's Vangmaya avatar. So he exactly protected Parikshit by Vak, by the Bhagavatam recitation. So same Astra can do the same thing. Astra for Astra and Vak for Vak. Vak means the words, transcendental sound. In this word, the most important line is Vakshai Krishna Katha Uditam. See, I am speaking about Parikshat and Pandavas because they bring the Krishna Katha for your audience. Because Krishna Katha is manifesting through Pandavas. In other words, there is one subject matter of Bhagavatam that's called Ishanu Katha. Each man, Supreme Lord and Anu means his followers. So Katha of Krishna and his devotees. Devotees Katha is as good as Krishna Katha. So Pandavas Katha, anything which is connected with Krishna is Krishna Katha. That's what Prabhupada says. So Pandavas are connected with Krishna. And appearance of Krishna, first time in Bhagavatam, is for Pandavas. Okay? This was translation. This is translation. Read Pavanyamaya translation.
Sutta Goswami does address the rishis headed by Shanaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of Lord Sri Krishna and topics of birth, activity, and deliverance of his parishes. The same announced thing, as well as the topics of renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu.
So this is Pandavana means why they renounce the worldly order. It will come in a later part of Bhagavatam when Arjuna came and told that Krishna has departed from the planet. Maharaj Yudhishthira, he took his crown and put it down. So this crown was given by Krishna. If Krishna is not there, we don't want to do. And Bhima looked at it and he put his crown and put it down. If you don't want to rule, we will follow you. And then Nakul Shahadev did it like initially like that. And when this message reached to Kunti Maharani, why Arjuna did not come to me to get blessing, which he always doing when coming from outside. And somebody told he is speaking to Maharaj that Krishna has departed. She heard only departed. Before dead, she breath last. Madgat prana. This verse, the only example, two examples are, if they don't see me, madjitta, if they don't see me in heart, then they will leave their life. One is Kunti Maharani. Krishna gat prana. No Krishna, no life. The another, Nanda Baba is saying, that there is only one father in this world, Dasarath. When Ram left for forest, he left body. We are only so-called father. And still we are alive when Krishna has gone to Mathura. How we are living? Vishwanath Chakravarti has commented on this in Bhagavatam. But only one father known in the world, like Dasarath. So this is Madgat Prana. So Pandavas, they did some yajna, they crowned Parikshat, they did Kunti's funeral ceremony, and then they left, and Drupadi followed them, and then they left the whole kingdom. So he said, I will tell all this. Why you tell all this? We need Krishna Katha. Vakshai Krishna Katha Udyam. Udyam means like sunrise. Krishna Katha arises through the association of his great devotees, Pandavas. So in other words, you can only get Krishna through mercy of his devotees. In Bhagavatam, Krishna is also appearing for all of us, or for all the generation to come, by the mercy of devotees, Pandavas. Right? This is the main points of the purpose. Can you read?
Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen souls that he personally incarnates himself amongst the different kinds of living entities and takes part in them in various activities. Any historical facts, quotes, or views, with a connection to the activities of the Lord
Okay? Krishna, Bharata Gopal, before you sleep, you read this. Yeah? It's important. Yes.
Again, sir.
Yes.
Krishna is pure devotees like the Pandavas are on the same plane. Krishna is not without his devotees of all the rasas, and the pure devotees like the Pandavas are not without Krishna. The devotees and the Lord are interlinked, and they cannot be separated. Therefore, thoughts about them are all Krishna Katha, are prophets of the Lord.
Are these Pandavas in Vrindavan?
Yes.
Yes. When Raghunath Das Goswami was excavating Radha Kund and Sham Kund, he finished Radha Kund. And when excavation of Sham Kund started, in the night five Pandavas stood before him and told, "We are around Sham Kund in the form of trees, relishing Krishna's association. Tomorrow, for making kund, they will cut us. Please save us." Morning, Raghunath Das Goswami told the workers, "Don't touch these five trees." So Sham Kund is not a square like Radha Kund. These five Pandavas were always there in the form of tree in Vrindavan. And even in some Purana we'll find Arjun became gopi also to enter into the pastime of some Krishna. So that they are never separate from Krishna. That's the most important point. Pandavas are inseparable from Krishna. Sanatana Goswami's brother Bhagavatam has Pandavas as highest rank of devotees. But the Pandavas are referring them to the Uddhava. Okay? Now the two more verses are after that. This is what Prabhupada has some other thing in this section. If they are here, let us see. The two other things in this section, in this purport, if you look at the purport, can you see the purport? One should not directly jump to the 10th canto and think there is the pastime. The pastime of Krishna are from first canto all through it should be done. Is it right? Can you see this? The one most important thing, can you see here? If there is no Krishna, then all the Puranas and Mahabharata are simply stories or historical facts. If you take Krishna out of these, they are simply histories. Number, then see the last one line down. Srimad Bhagavatam is also a Purana. But the special significance of this Purana is that the activities of the Lord are central and not just supplementary historical facts. They are the central. In others, the central are the other things and Krishna is supplementary. So this is the difference. This is the defect of Vyasadeva's scripture. The central is supplementary and supplementary is central. He has done the topsy-turvy. You understand? This sentence you can understand from here and put there. Can you understand? But this is the verse, text 12. Text 12, chapter 7. What is the difference between Itihas and Purana? Itihas generally the histories of bygone days. Puranas have a history with transcendental teaching added to that. Only narration of history is something. But from that history, what teaching, what the substance as an eternal principle, that is, Puranas have that part added to the histories. So Puranas are histories added with transcendental teachings. Then you come down, false impression of more, say, foolishly people. Can you see this? False impression. They are under false impression. They jump directly to 10th canto. Other 9 cantos. This is what Prabhupada's. Next, the 2 verses, 2 and 3. You want? Shall we read these verses, or will you read the translation? Time will be little more, but you see the word yada mrte korva sanjana. Can you see these 2 words?
Yes.
So these are the mrte means battlefield. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Korv armies means armies of the Duryodhan. And Sranjya Nam. Sranjya is name of Drupad's family. The commander-in-chief of the Pandavas was Drishtadyumna, the son of Drupad. Korvas changed commander-in-chief 4. 10 days Bhishma, 5 days Drona, 2 days Karna, 1 day Shalya. That was 18 days. 5 commanders changed. Pandavas won Drishtadyumna all through 18 days. So Sranjya means that army which was headed by son of Drupad, the commander-in-chief of Pandava army. Except Maharaj Drupad, who got the Veer Gati, he said Gatim, Veer Gatim, under combat with Dronacharya. Most of the warriors of the Drupad were alive as a one Akshuni Sena. When the war was over, 11 Akshuni Sena of Kauravas were slain, only 3% surviving, and one in the hospital. Three surviving persons were Kripa Acharya, Ashwatthama, and Kirt Varma, the commander-in-chief of Yadavas. The one Akshuni was given by Krishna to the Kauravas. So in charge was Kirt Varma. And one who was in the hospital was Duryodhana. That is the year. He was still alive. But Pandavas, one Akshuni, out of the 7 Akshuni Sena, one Akshuni was alive. 6 Akshuni Pandavas Sena was also finished. But one Akshuni was still surviving. Now the next line says, all the warriors, they got Veer Gati. Usually they all were delivered. Why so many people were killed? Bhisham Pitamal will say, the only reason for these people killed was one. Because they witnessed the Drupadi's touching of hair by Dushasana. If somebody disrespects a respectable woman, then he is doomed to die. Anybody who watches that and don't take action, they are also in that category. But since Sri Krishna was present on the battlefield, all of them are delivered. All of them are delivered. Somebody in Russia asked me one question on this. If for one woman so many people were killed, I said, yes. The lady said, Jai. So, Veer Gati, because this is like a sacrifice, like animal in sacrifice will get a human birth. Warrior in the sacrifice will be at least promoted automatically to the heavenly planet. This is what Krishna is telling to Arjuna. Hatva Gatim Swargam Jitva Boksha Mahim. Okay? Now, third line, Virkodhara Avidh Gada Bhima Amirsa Bhanga Uru Danda Dhritarashtra Putre. Bhimasen, in a very angry mood, on the instruction of Krishna, he had his gada to get the, what is called, motion? Momentum, and then he hit on the uru, janga, at the thigh, near the hip, and Duryodhan was taken up in the air, up, he went up like this, and when he fell, both legs were broken. He cannot get up now. And Duryodhan, when he was falling, he was looking at Bhima and Krishna. He said, wrong height, no hitting on the thigh in combat of the Gada Yudha. It's Krishna, you have arranged this. You were telling him to do like that. Bhima then kicked on the face of Duryodhan and said, this is the thigh you were showing on that day that Drupadi will sit here. See, this Gada will sit here, not Drupadi. That's what his anger was like this. This is Gada will sit here, not Drupadi. And then Balaramji arrived there. Everybody was fearful. Why he came? That's a wrong time. And he looked at Duryodhana. He was Duryodhana's guru. Duryodhana was expert in the skill of Gada. And Bhima was more in strength. So nobody was conquering one another. So, and also Duryodhana has a bone from Gandhari. His whole body was like solid gold. It was vajra. And he told his guru, this is anyaya, it's injustice. And then Balaram said, Bhima, why did you do like that? And Balaram was about to kill Bhima. And Krishna then hold Balaram and said, do you know he has promised to break his thigh when he was saying to the Drupadi? So he, Kshatri, has to fulfill his promise. That's the most important. And then he brought to the mind of Balaram how much humiliation Pandavas, our relatives, our son of our aunt Kunti, Drupadi was. Then Balaram was pacified. He said, anyway, whatever you want, I am going. And they said, thank you very much. And Balaram left from there. Now what happened? These three leftover warriors, Kirtavarma, Ashwatthama and Kripacharya, they were hiding because there's no need of fighting. Fighting for Duryodhana to be king. Now there is no Duryodhana, so where is the king? What is the need of kingdom? In the evening they went by sunset to see Duryodhana. Duryodhana was crying. He was thirsty, saying, water, water, water. Nobody was there. Ashwatthama took water in his quiver. He filled water and gave him water, and then he saw. So he mentioned me and my father very nicely. Today my master is really grieving. I should do priya. You see the next verse? Bhartav. Bhartav means master. Priya hai to make him happy. Dauroner iti samapashyam. When he saw the Duryodhana's situation and helplessness, he said, how I make him happy? So then what they did is, they left from there. They were hiding, they were sitting under a tree. And in the night, late night, there were crows taking rest in the tree, and they were blind in night. And then one owl somehow came from somewhere, and he killed all the crows immediately. They got the inspiration, all Pandavas are sleeping right now. Let us go and kill them. One person can kill all. So they got this inspiration. So next line says, Krishna Sutana Swapana, those sleeping son of Drupadi. Sleeping son of Drupadi. So what they did? They decided, two will stand outside, Kirtvarma and Kripacharya. If anybody try to run, you kill. Ashwatthama will go inside and he will start killing, sleeping. So it is not adharam. See, our Duryodhana is also adharam, by adharam, against the religion principle, Bhima is. So why can't we do the adharam now? So it is Mahabharata, there was a nearby some Shiva temple, they went there, worshipped, and they got a special sword, Ashwatthama got from Shiva. Ashwatthama was the birth of the Ashwatthama in Mahabharata. From the arms of Rudra, from the arms of Yamaraj or Dharamraj, from the arms of Kaam and Krodh, four things together manifested as son of Dronacharya. He was not ordinary person. Even if when we discuss about this, you just think that this is also pastime of Krishna. Because he is going to be one of the seven rishis in the next day of Brahma. Ashwatthama is already appointed one of the seven rishis in the next day of Brahma. So we have to simply judge the things like this. So Ashwatthama, he got sword from, and then he started killing them like the carrots and radish. And then when he reached to this demon, he said, I will not kill you with my sword. Then you will have Virgati. You have killed my father. Dronacharya was killed by Drishtadyuman. So he said, I will kill you by pulling from the hairs on the floor. So he killed him mercilessly. And lastly, four Pandava brothers. Five Pandavas, son of the Drupadi, one from each Pandava. He just cut their heads and he took all five heads in a cloth, and then they lived from here. And they, where they go? What they do with those heads? Upahara. They gave as a gift to Duryodhana. Upahara. Upahara means gift, to make him happy. But this action was Yugishpitam. You see the same word Yugishpitam? Here the meaning is a little different. But relation is like that. This action is Yugishpitam, karam. And the last line is, Duryodhana was also not satisfied, disapproving, vigrayamti. When Ashwatthama and all the three were there, and he said, my dear King Duryodhana, here five Pandavas are slain by me, be happy. Duryodhana was king, he was knowing. See, where was Krishna? How can you kill Pandava if there is a Krishna? He understood it's not possible to kill. Then he said, no, tell me truth. Then he said, no, they are Pandava, give me their heads, I want the cake. And then when Duryodhana got the head of the son of Drupadi, he just pressed one head and it became like crunch. He said, this cannot be the head of Pandavas. I know the head of Bhima, my gada cannot break it. So this you have done very bad name. You gave me bad name, people will say. Duryodhan in the end killed the sleeping son of the Pandavas. So Duryodhana has a curse that he will only die when he will have harsh and shock, when he has happiness and distress. So he was happy Pandavas were killed, and then he was very distressful because not Pandavas, but Pandavas' children were killed mercilessly. And it will give me bad name. Then Duryodhana died. So Krishna will tell Arjuna after a few verses, this Ashwatthama is the cause of death of Duryodhana. If in the court there is a case who killed the Duryodhana, then Ashwatthama will be hanged. Not Bhima, because he was in the hospital, there was a chance he may survive. But the killer of the Duryodhana is Ashwatthama, not the... That's what Krishna will say. Okay? So this is the verse, this is the translation of the verse. You want to read this?
Huh. Even Kripacharya was accomplished in this sort of act.
Yes.
Because
commander in chief was made Ashwatthama was the last commander in chief. Duryodhana, on that day when he gave him water, then he put his blood and he said, "You are the commander in chief now."
Ashwatthama.
So they have to follow the commander-in-chief. They are not at fault. Because if you follow commander-in-chief, then it is the fault goes to commander, not unto you. Now this is, because the next verse is like that, so here there is something we can see. Krishna's first appearance in Srimad Bhagavatam. We have heard about Krishna's glories from the first shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam Param. Now, then we also heard the potency of devotional service. Then we also know Atmarambas, that Krishna's pastime attracts the Atmaramas. But now for the first time in the narration of Shiva, we will see Krishna in action. How does he make his first appearance? He is serving his devotee Arjuna as a chariot driver. Okay? So first appearance of the Krishna in Bhagavatam is as a chariot driver of Krishna, Arjuna. Now what happened next verse, there is something in this purport. Purport, huh? I have to go and find out. Duryodhana is Balaramji's eternal associate. In Garga Sahita, there is a name, by name some Asur, who is eternal. In Astotra of Balaram it says Duryodhana Guru. Duryodhana Guru. So he came to Balaram. He said, "What can I do?" He said, "You come, I am going. Krishna has asked me, so I am going to material world along with Krishna. So you come as a Duryodhana." So he's eternal associate of Balaramji. Brahma Sanya, or say the Garga Santa has his description. His name is there also, some also say this. Duryodhana Guru is says that Balaram Astakam. So in this purport you see, something is like history. Bhagavatam was spoken after the war of Kurukshetra. Some historical things are there. So Bhagavatam begins from the end of battle at Kurukshetra. Prabhupada is given. Then Prabhupada think about the history. You know, people say, therefore both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendental topics of Krishna. The Gita is Krishna Katha. A topic of Krishna. Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, spoken by Lord Himself. And then Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to inform of both Krishna Kathas by his order. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a devotee himself. Then you see the last line. Anybody who is Bhat Bhumite Haila Janam Manas Janam Janam Sartha Karik Parukar Upkar. This purport Prabhupada is writing before establishing the Krishna Conscious Society in Vrindavan. And you see Prabhupada's mood. This is mood and mission of Prabhupada. And then last, and then after full realization, preach the transcendental message everyone in all parts of the world. Prabhupada's mission. Can you see Prabhupada's mood here? Even before starting Krishna conscious movement in Vrindavan. He wrote this in Vrindavan, Radha-dhamma, the temple. These purports are there. Now, next verse is this is something, this Krishna Katha in first canto from chapter 7 to 11 is relationship of Krishna with his devotees. So all we can see Krishna Katha, and then in 10th canto we will get the Krishna Katha. So Krishna and his devotees are seen in first canto in these chapters. These are the verses now 3 and 4. This is just we discussed the verse from Sanskrit. So this is the translation. If you want, you can read it. Otherwise, it is you can see. This is the translation like that. Now discuss problem of evil. This is something gaslighting. It's like today, nowadays, how the people, you know, are sleeping in overnight. They are throwing bombs. They are doing all. This is what. What is happening? Then what is the result of this type of things? This first time happened like this. You know, sleeping people were killed. So this is something, it's a topic for us to discuss and understand how these things start. Now this verse 15, can you go to verse 15? Is what happened then? Mata means Drupati. Shishunam, when Nidhanam, when she heard in the morning about the massacre of her children, she was really devastated, crying, and there were, as you can expect what was there. At that time, Tam Santavayamam, to pacify her. Arjun, who was himself crying and grieving, but as a responsibility, he satisfied her by there is one name of Arjun in this verse, Kriti. Kriti Mali. Can you see the word, name of Arjun? This name given to Arjun when he got a special crown by Indra when he went in the same body to the Indra Lok, and he fought for the demigod's purpose and killed certain demons. Then Indra allowed him to sit on the half of the Vyasa asana, of his asana, and gave him a special kreet, so it's called kreet mali. What did he say? The next he said, the verse 16, Arjun is promising to Drupadi, who was lamenting and crying, Bhadre, I will wipe your tears when I bring the head of that comfort. The word here is Brahma Bandhu. When I bring the head of Bandhu, Brahma Bandhu, then you should do the funeration of your children, and before taking bath, you should stand on the head of this as a choki. As a stool. This is my, I am promising this. So verse 16 is Arjun's promise. And purport has six aggressors. As Bhagavad Gita was the aggressor, in this purport there are six aggressors are. Prabhupada has given the name of six aggressors. Because there is a word in the verse Atitayanaha. Can you see the word Atitayana? Brahma Bandhu Shir Atitayana. I will bring the head of the relative of a Brahman. He is Atitai. And who is Atitai? He is sixth. Okay? Then still it is Arjuna's verse. Iti Viparyam Valgu Vichitra Jalpai. And when he was saying like that, what did he do? Kapi dvaja guru putram rathena Then he asked Krishna, please, let us chariot be ready. He got his dhanas. Dhanshita Ugra Dhanva is Ugra Dhanva. Ugra means very fiery. He took his Gandhi dhanas and Kapidhvaja. Kapidhvaja is another name of Arjun. Arjun's name is Kapidhvaja. Kapi means Hanuman, the one whose chariot has a mark as Hanuman. This is another Arjun's name. So, and see here the word Guru Putram, you keep this word in mind. He said Atitaya first to the Drupadi. But when he was mounting on chariot, he used the word Guru Putram. It's very significant. See, every word in Bhagavatam is very significant. Why is he saying Guru Putra? He is knowing his dharma and duty. Because Krishna will test. Very soon Krishna will test. So this is his... This in verse Guru Putram, you just keep it in mind. It's the most important word. And then what did he do? When he mounted. When he mounted on chariot, Krishna was chariot driver. This is the first darshan of Krishna. It's just still there at battlefield. They have not yet come to Hastinapur. Still they are there. It's a night of the 18th day and this is a night. The war is over simply. Everybody is there. Still there is no single funeral cremation done by anybody. Now, when son of Dronacharya saw Arjun is coming on chariot, he got onto his chariot, he saw it from distance and he was getting his chariot as fast as he could. So some question may be arise, why he was running, why he was not fighting? Because he has done a heinous act of killing children, so he has, like, you know, heart, and he was not concerned for his now morality, he was concerned only for his life. So he was running. And Arjun was following behind, both going fast. Then, the verse 18, this is as they were going. And then what happened? Ashwatthama's horses become completely fatigued, failed. Ashwatthama got down from Rath and he was running. Arjun asked Krishna, stop Rath. I cannot catch Ashwatthama with Rath, because this is not the combat rules, so I will also run behind him. At that time when Arjun got down the chariot, Ashwatthama was feeling, I cannot be saved by any method. This is the next verse. Next verse is like, Yad Sharanam Atmanam Aiksha Shrantam. So what did he do? Oh, there's one story here. I mean, I cannot go fast. Then he was running, when Ashwatthama was running, and behind Arjun was running, and then Suta Goswami has these two words. Yathakaha. Yathaka. Rudra Bhayad Yathakaha. And the purport has two stories. In the fear of Lord Shiva, Kaha has two meanings. Ka means Brahma, and Arka means Surya. So they both were running out of fear of Lord Shiva, Rudra. So these two stories are the purport. You read these two stories sometime. Why Brahma did the mistake of, for a moment, to his own daughter walk with a lusty, and the Rudra running her, and he ran behind, and Brahma was running like Ashwatthama. But why this example is given? Brahma was not killed by Shiva. It means Ashwatthama will not be killed. And then another example is Arka. Once Surya Dev was running because of the fear of Rudra. There was a one Asura, it is written here. Vidyumali, Vidyutmali, Vidyunmali. He worshipped Rudra, and Rudra gave him an aeroplane which was as brilliant as sun. When sun was setting, this Vidyunmali is bringing his aeroplane, and people cannot sleep, there is no night. So people complain to the Surya that there is another, you go and come other way, Surya is coming. Surya become angry and he burned that aeroplane. He was not knowing which company's aeroplane is this. So when he heard that it's Rudra's aeroplane, and Rudra, and then Vidyutmali went and told to the Rudra, your aeroplane which you gave Surya is burned. Now Rudra become angry and he ran after the Surya. And Surya become, the word is Lolarak. Lolarak means he was shaking. Surya was shaking. And then he went and ran to the Shiva's place, Kashi. And he fell down and then he was again forgiven by Lord Shiva. So again, this another example says Pashvasthana will not be killed. So this place is still Lolarak in Banaras. This place is still there. Okay, next verse is when the son of Brahman has then there, what did he show? The word is Brahmashiro. Astram Brahmashiro in the verse. Brahmashiro means Brahmastra. Why he used that as Atmatranam? To protect his own life. He said, there's only way, one way I can survive. If I kill Arjun, then my life will be saved. So he took that weapon, though he was not knowing the Visarjanam. Prabhupada is discussing in the purport word Dvaja Atmaja. And in your questions, there is the meaning of Dvaja Atmaja something. Most intelligent man is called Brahman. It's not a hereditary title. In a purport, you will find these things. And then, this decision of Ashwasthama is immature. Immature. Bachcha hai aur kaccha hai. It is immature. This is not only Brahmastra is going to kill the Arjun, but it will have a disaster of the whole planetary system. And he don't know how to retract it back. The next verse says, then he got the water, Salinam, he did the Ashman, Sandhate Tad Samahitaha, and then he meditated for the Brahmastra, or Ajanatapi Sanghartam, he was not knowing how to bring it back. This verse 20. And he left it. Now what happened? Prabhupada writing purport is a certain science of mantra. It's not a grand science like today's warfare. Now, Arjun was now went to capture the Ashwasthama. But now the side changes. Pansa palat gaya. Now Arjun's life is in danger. Verse 20 says, Arjun is now Lasi Vishnu Jishnur Uvacha. Arjun, this is verse 21. Pranapadam. Arjun saw his life in danger. Pranapadam. He saw his life in danger. Abhipreksaya. When he observes something coming to him, which he don't know what it is, then he went to Vishnu. Krishna is here is addressed as Vishnu. And Arjun's name is, end of name of Arjun is Jishnu. Jishnu means who is always Jayashil, always victorious. Victorious, who never ever being defeated, is called Jishnu. Jayashil. That your friend was Jishnu. What was her name? Jishnu means the same word, always victorious. Jishnu. Okay? Arjun Uvacha. Now this is first Arjun's prayer for the Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. First time in Bhagavatam. Arjun has 5 verses, 22 to 26. Prayer, what is Krishna? Krishna, Krishna! Mahabahu. When you say twice Krishna, it means You are begging something. And our Acharya says, Krishna, Krishna means he is chanting the holy name. By chanting holy name, all problems will be mitigated, solved. So he's saying Krishna, Krishna means chanting holy name. It also means he's begging. Mahabaho, you can only protect. Bhaktanam abhayankara, you can protect your devotees. Abhaya, you can make them fearful. Krishna says, anybody else can help you? He said, Tvam eko, only you. Nobody else. Tvam eko. Dahyamananam apavarga. Dahyamananam. Sansara davanam. Dahyamananam means sansara davanam. Everybody is burning in this world. You are the only one apavargasya for liberation. Samsajyate from the miseries of the material world. You are the only one. Nobody else can liberate from the miseries of this burning material world. I don't see anybody else. Next verse. In this purport, Krishna is almighty. The spiritual master is mercy representative of Lord Krishna. Can you see that? His divine grace means the spiritual master is as good as God in what? This line you put. The spiritual master is as good as Krishna in mercy representation. He's not as good as Krishna in creation. He's not as good as Krishna in rasa dance. He's only as good as Krishna in mercy. Therefore, in the translation of His divine grace is Sri Krishna Kripa Murti. Abhesharanar Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna Kripa Murti. His divine grace means personification of mercy of Krishna. That's what Prabhupada is. Mercy representation, okay? And then see, the spiritual master by his words can penetrate into the heart of the suffering person and inject knowledge transcendental. Divya Gyan has their prakashita. And then, this Prabhupada is paraphrasing what? Divya Gyan Hirde Prakashito. Then Sansara Dhavana. This is what Prabhupada is paraphrasing these lines. Is it okay? Now, next period of Arjuna. First period to Krishna directly by Arjuna in the Bhagavatam. Tvam Adya Purusha Sakshad. Adya doesn't mean first or older. Adya doesn't mean older. Adya means cause of all causes. Govindam Adi Purusham Ishwar Param Krishna Satchit Anand Vigra Anadir Adir Govinda. That Adi. Anadir Adi Govinda. Sakshad. Purusham Sakshad. You are that Govinda. You are that Adi Purusha. Ishwara. You are the controller. There are many controllers here, but they all are dependent on you. And then Prakriti Pare, you are beyond material nature. You are never come under influence of Maya. And then Mayam Vidasya Chita Shakti. By your internal potency, you keep the Maya away. Kevalya. And you are always established in your own glory and bliss. Kevalya, there's the analogy in Kevalya. In the purport you go, darkness, can you see the darkness? This is the analogy in your book. The darkness is the pervasive representation of sun. Therefore the existence of darkness depends upon the existence of sun. But in the sun proper there is no trace of darkness. Similarly, Krishna, like if you invite sun here, then will be darkness here? No. When sun comes, light comes with it. If sun and darkness cannot be together. They said there was some person, they had a very dark cave and they went and invited sun. So there is darkness, please come here. When sun came, he said, where is darkness? How can there be darkness if sun comes? So there was no darkness. So how can they show darkness when sun comes? You invite sun and then can you show sun darkness? No. When sun comes, darkness cannot be there. So this is the analogy here. And the best means to get out of the world of ignorance is suggested here. Can you see the upper part of the purport, fifth line? And this Prabhupada is paraphrasing the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. Krishna has Surya Saman Maya. Can you see this? Beginning line. So I'm just for Krishna as Surya Saman Maya hai. This is what here. Now 24. Still, now Arjun's prayer is continuing. Kevalya. Kevalya, you know the meaning of Kevalya. The word is in your similarly, absolute personality of Godhead beyond the materialization is full of bliss. Kevalya means, okay? Kevalya. In pure eternal knowledge and bliss, you only. We all are a kevalya. Your body changes. Krishna's body is always same. That's what kevalya means. And then 24th verse is again clear. Saeva jiva lokasya maya mohita chetasa. All the living entities are covered by the maya. Vidhaste svena viryena shriyo dharmadi lakshanam. And all are getting their needs fulfilled by you, dharma, artha, kam, moksha. You are providing them. So out of godless mercy descends to the manifested world without being influenced by the material nature. Prabhupada said, although in essence the living entity is unable to enjoy. There's something in the purport about the enjoyment of living entity. Now this is last verse of the prayer, and then Krishna, then Arjuna will tell his own thing. Tathayam cha avataraste bhuvo bharat. You are appearing always to remove the burden of the earth. This is one thing. Next is swanam cha ananya bhavanam anudhyaya anudhyanaya cha. Now this is Krishna. Now he is coming to his point. You are always incarnating yourself for relieving the earth, which is also your devotee. Jiva Goswami says, which is also your devotee. But you are providing everything to others, like light, like air, everything you give to others. But to your devotees, you are especially merciful. You are especially, and Prabhupada writes in the purport, Jiva Goswami and others write on the purport, this verse explains the actual reason for Krishna's incarnation. But they are asking questions. The Sridhar Swami, they are asking questions. Krishna is independent, then why he should be attracted by the mercy? Mercy and independence cannot be together. If you are merciful, it means you are not independent. Somebody cry and you will go there, then how you are independent? So therefore, two independent can only be in Krishna, in the God. Opposite can be in God. He can be simultaneously two, merciful and independent. And there it says, this verse says, the importance of incarnation, to give special favor to your own devotees. Then last verse is saying, Deva Deva, Vedmai, I don't know. Sarvato Mukham Ayati Teja Param Dharunyam. This son of Drona has threw some weapon, I don't know what is that. And I am afraid, what can I do? And Prabhupada writes for a small purport, but very important. Can you see these few lines? That is the standard procedure. First you pray and then you ask for something. Can three lines in the purport, can you see? Although intimate friend, but he did. Now Krishna is speaking. Krishna is not speaking philosophy. He is giving a practical suggestion. He's not saying, what is body? Why you are afraid? You are soul? No. He's giving practical direction. This is Dronatar. This is Samad Brahmastar. And you know you are Brahmastar. Take your Brahmastar. Nullify it. Bring the both back. Otherwise there will be disaster. Direct action. No philosophy. So, Prabhupada, how the subtle science, what is Brahmastra, that he said. And then the two verses more, 28 and 29. 28th verse says, this is something. Arjuna did the parikarma of Krishna, then he took the water and he got his brahmastra. These are some figures you can see here. Arjuna follow Ashwastama, this is all verses we did. This is, we have gone a little further. This is you see Ashwastama. He wanted to take revenge. This is what he killed. He's sleeping, no head there. Head went to the hospital, to the Duryodhana. This is Arjuna sending his brahmastra. The brahmastra of Ashwastama, this Arjuna's brahmastra going up. And then both brahmastras made there. So this is something, what all that happened. They both now retracted. And Ashwastama is bound now. So then there's one question in your that, what is the power of brahmastra? What is the power of brahmastra? That is explained. Sutta Goswami is saying that Arjuna did the parikarma and then he started his. When the rays of the two brahmas are combined, the great circle of fire like disk of sun covered all outer space and the whole filaments of firements of the heat created by the flesh of brahmastra resemble the fire exhibited by the sun globe at the time of cosmic annihilation. So this is what your answer is, okay? And these verses are explaining something about the three worlds, population, world, suffering. And then Arjuna rejected you, huh? Water, but also sun will come down. The water, the clouds are called samantak cloud, and this is called samantak fire. So what is the word for those clouds which understand? Same samvartak fire here written. Same fire is the wasting fire. It's only not water comes, first sun comes down. And then water comes. This is a special arrangement of Prilaya. First it burns, then it drowns. First we do cremation, then we put the bones in the Ganga. So, so it will be. Okay? Now the 30, so here it is something, childish imagination. Prabhupada is speaking something about the modern world in verse 32's purpose. Can you see that? Theory that modern atomic bomb explosion can annihilate the world is childish imagination. This is a very heavy statement. How you will really preach this, we don't know, but note this. In purpose 32, can you see this? Number one, first of all, atomic energy is not powerful enough to destroy the world. And secondly, ultimately, all rests on the supreme will of the Supreme Lord. Because without His will or sanction, nothing can build up or destroy. It is foolish also to think that natural laws are ultimately powerful. Material nature's law work under the direction of Lord, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Lord says that natural laws work under His supervision, Maya Dikshana Prakriti. The world can be destroyed only by the will of Lord, not by the whims of tiny politicians. Yes, you see the Prabhupada's mood, okay? There are many agents of all powerful Lord. So he said similarly. See, can you see this? Lord Krishna desired the weapon released by both Drona and Arjuna be withdrawn. It was carried out by Arjuna at once. Similarly, there are many agents like Arjuna of the powerful Lord, and by His will only can one execute what He desires. Next, tada asadyata. Ashwatthama's mother Kripyana. The Arjuna's eyes, now this is what we saw here. This is only purpose is good because Arjuna was angry, because he was not only destroying Arjun, but he was destroying the whole world. Therefore, we are going further. You know, we can go through book also. Yeah, I'm going there also. This is the Arjuna and Krishna both are described here. This is the purport 34. Difference between the anger of Krishna and Arjuna. The anger of Krishna is a transcendental platform. His eyes are here explained as like a lotus flower, while the Arjuna's eyes are like red copper. So this is just a transcendental. Can you see this difference? Now there's a very interesting drama. What is this interesting drama now in these verses 35, 36, 37? Now Krishna is speaking. When Arjun bound the Ashwatthama, it's still down. Krishna is a chariot driver. Krishna's lotus eyes, but he's in angry mood. He said, kill him right now. And then he's giving first reason. Krishna is giving first reason. If you kill him, that is Shriya for him, that is good for him. Otherwise, he will go in hell. And Prabhupada's purpose is, when king used to give punishment capital, that was good for the Kramna. That's there, okay? Then second reason, Krishna is saying, you have promised, and I heard myself to Drupadi that you will bring his head. Why you are bringing him whole? As you are burdening the rat, bring only head. Why you are taking the whole? You have promised only head, not the whole body. So Krishna is giving another argument. Third argument Krishna is giving. Atitai, he has killed your children. How can this? All the shastras said Vabram Madhu should be killed. Don't spear him. And then fourth thing Krishna is saying, he has also not pleased his master Duryodhan. He is the cause of Duryodhan's death also. Therefore kill him. So these are the four reasons Krishna is giving in these verses that Ashwatthama should be killed. But Arjun was simply hearing. And verse 40th. Sutta Goswami says, Parikshata Dharmam. Arjun was examined by Krishna. Whether, now just one moment you think of Arjun. His five sons were killed, his brother-in-law was killed, his old one Akshuni army was killed. His Drupadi was devastated, he was angry, his life was in danger. And Krishna is instigating him in this situation to kill. But how great is Arjun that he was fixed in his duty and his dharma, his son of my guru. I must not kill him. So this purport of verse 40, Prabhupada writes, the word is Guru Sutam. See, what is Dharma? Guru Sutam. It's not Brahma Bandhu here. In this verse 40, the word is Guru Sutam. Therefore Prabhupada writes, Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna outwardly just to test Arjuna's sense of duty, Dharma. And then, but Lord Krishna put a test to many of his pure devotees just to magnify sense of duty, to magnify the greatness of Arjun. That's how sober and discriminative is Arjun. How great he is in such a situation, which is nobody can really have this type of character as Arjun. So the soul is. And we have to learn also something very important. In anger, if we do some action, then we will really depend on that. It is better to have just full stop and re-evaluate everything. Because there will be conference now, and ultimately he will be released. So it's very important, Krishna, and then there are examples. Krishna tested gopis. In the middle of the night when they came for the rasa, then they go to the home, your parents are waiting, your children are crying, your cows are rumbling there, mooing, please go back. The gopis were exempt, passed an exam. Prahlad were exempt like that. And then, from there, Ashwatthama tide was brought into Shibar and was presented in front of the Drupadi. Now is another drama. The verse 42. When Drupadi saw Pashuvat Pas Bandham, Drupadi Vam Subhav Kripaya Nanamacha. Her Vam means beautiful nature, Kripaya, out of compassion. She did not ask for her head, but she paid obeisances to the Ashwatthama. Crying mother, night, five children are killed, brother is killed, and it is maybe 10 o'clock, hardly in the morning, so only few hours are left. They went and brought it back, and she is looking at Ashwatthama and paying obeisances, pranam brahman. It's etiquette. Why? Because ladies by nature are very compensated. There's a very tricky thing in this. Prabhupada writes, and Prabhupada you will find something. Srimati Drupadi Prabhupada writes, respect offered to Brahmins. So Hindu family still women have a respect. You can see, because this purpose is one of the important purpose for you to answer some discussion and some technical things. Okay? Then what she is saying, this is how only she did the gesture and words party to her gesture of pranam. Then she started speaking. What she is saying? Muchyatam, muchyatam, brahmano nitram guru. Oh, I can't see this person bound like the animal. Please release him. He is Brahman. He is Guru. So this is another first reason she is giving, that this is Dharma, that Brahman and Guru should not be treated like this. And that's a beautiful purpose by Srila Prabhupada. The middle portion, you can see the Prabhupada's argument for condemnation of Ashwatthama's action, which Arjuna is condemning, which Krishna is also condemning. But the last part of the purport, you see, is also the question in your book. See, this means that devotees of the Lord can tolerate all sort of tribulation personally, but still each devotees are never unkind to others. Such devotees, even to the enemy, these are the characteristic of one who is a pure devotee of the Lord. So Drupadi is glorified by Prabhupada, though Prabhupada has a very critical something here for us to discuss. So she is giving another reason. Another reason she is giving, this is called justice. If you go to the verse 49, you can see the sixth reason Drupadi has given Ashwatthama should not be killed. 49 verse, dharmayam, according to the codes of the dharma, etiquette, nyayam, according to justice, then sakkaronam, compassion, nirvakalitam, nirvalikam, which means without duplicity, and then suto rajnyaha, then giving pain to the other person, mother of the Ashwatthama, and shama, that is shama, Shaman, and then Mahatma, means the family traditions. If we disrespect Brahman, and by their curse our whole dynasty will be killed. So six reasons given by Drupadi, Ashwatthama should not be killed. So she is giving in the verse 44, your guru have given you secret mantra and everything by Dronacharya. Now he is the son of Dronacharya, the representative of you, your guru. He is as good as your guru. How can you do the justice by killing him? One who does good for you, how can you do the bad to them? So this is the justice. Sikshito tat anugrahat, by mercy. Drupadi wished that Arjun feel obliged to Dronacharya for all his benefits. And in absence of Dronacharya and purport, you will go down and see the last part of the purport. Okay, can you see this last part of the purport? This is what Ashwatthama is representative of the. And then Prabhupada has some general rules for Brahman on the other side of the page. A learned Brahman should become a teacher, priest and recipient of charity. A bona fide Brahman is authorized to accept such positions. And she is giving another reason in 45 verse. Bhagavan Drona Praja Rupena. He is the representative of the great Dronacharya, who is for us guru, is as good as Dev God. So he in this body of this is the representation of body of Dronacharya. Or Ardha Patni, and the wife of Dronacharya is still alive. She did not become Sati because his son was alive. Now, how can she, if she hears that his son is bound like this, a respectable family, she is half body of the Dronacharya, is still living. So how can we use compassion? Then, many times we are always giving respect to them. How many times you bow down to the Ashwatthama in your life as a son of your guru? Now this is their most fortunate one. Drupadi is not chastising Arjuna. She is saying, dharma gya. You know the dharma. You know the dharma, Mahabhaga. You are most fortunate. Many times you have given respect to this family. And then, Prabhupada writes only one. A slight insult for a respectful family is sufficient to invoke grief. Last reason she is giving is, not last but one, summer. This is most, so you can say this is Drupadi is saying, nobody else can say like this. What she is saying, Ma Rodhan Atya Janani, I am mother, I know what is the pain of separation from children when they are died or killed. I don't want Gautami, the son of, the mother of Kripa, but Ashwatthama, should have the same pain as I am feeling. Someone is comparing to her. I think somewhere it is written, how can a childless mother knows what is the pain of a child's departure? So she's for experience that how much pain I am feeling, I don't want the Kirpi to suffer the same consequences. So this is greatness of Drupadi. Was a very tough Kshatri lady. She was very tough. When Krishna was going as a mediator, she showed Krishna her ears. You know, if never will be no war, I will never tie my ears. This is only Drishtadyumna's blood. Krishna said, don't worry. Your desire will be fulfilled. So Drupadi is also Krishna's Shakti. And Krishna used this Shakti for the annihilation of all these Kshatriyas. She is not born from mother and father. She is Yajnika. She is born from Yajna. She is Krishna Sakhi. She is a friend of Krishna. Her name is Krishna. When some of our devotees they chant Hare Krishna, so some critic says, you are calling Drupadi or Krishna? Yes, critics say like that. Then Prabhupada says, Ganadhan Bhav Grahi. He knows they are chanting Krishna's name. Like, devotees called me Gauru. Guru means cow. I am not cow. But I consider that they are telling me Guru, but they cannot pronounce, so it's all right. So, Kunti is also, Acharya says, Kunti is also Krishna's Shakti for Safalta, for the victory. And all five Pandava, you know, are not the son of Pandu. They are the arms of demigods along with the eternal associate of Krishna from his own dham. There are like two personalities, eternal associate plus demigod enter into it. None of them is ordinary person. Pandu is not ordinary person, he is son of Vyasa. So this is all Krishna's pastimes. So these Drupadi's prayers shows how great is. Last prayer she says, this is Kul Parampara. The next prayer, Ma Rodita Atya Janani, I don't want to see his mother cry like me. And the last thing, and the purport is very nice, and Prabhupada quoted this purport sometime to qualify that why he should be sympathetic. Sympathetic, good lady as she was, Srimati Drupadi did not want to put the wife of Dronacharya in the same position of childlessness, both from the point of motherly feeling and from the respectful position of held by the wife of Dronacharya. So this is, and now last is that which says Brahmins, which are respectable, if they are offended, then their curse will finish our whole dynasty. So there is parampara, don't break the parampara. Now, Suta Goswami is speaking, then what happened? At that time, Dharamraj Yudhishthira, he came forward and he said, I agree with Drupadi. I agree. This is verse 49. Verse 49 we did. By these six methods, he presented the argument that he should not be killed. These five, six all are in the purport. If you find all these five by name are in the purport. Now, then who came forward? Yudhishthira. Dharmasuto Radhya. Dharmasuto means Yudhishthira says, I second Drupadi, she is right. And then Nakul Shahadev, they said it is right. Then Dhananjaya, Arjun said it is all right. And then Bhagavan Devaki Putra said it is all right. And then the Istri, Yoshita, the lady there, they said Drupadi is right. And then came Bhima. Easy, you are just moved by the sentiment of a lady. And you want to spare him? If at all he is son of our guru, it is better to kill him to go to heaven rather than to hell otherwise. So Bhima's argument has nothing here except krodha. He was in anger. Nishmahe Bhima Ganitam. Nishmahe, he was in angry mood. But Drupadi was glorious. Bhima said this, that he should be killed. He did not say this word. When Bhima speaks with his tongue, he had his gada in his hand. And he ran towards Ashwatthama to kill him. He said, why Arjun, first time you brought him here to create this situation? You should have killed him there. This is your first mistake. At that time, Drupadi wanted to stop Bhima. And Krishna saw is a disaster now, what to do? So Krishna become four-handed. With two-handed he stopped Drupadi, with two-handed he stopped the Bhima. Therefore it says Chaturbhuj Krishna. The Chaturbhuj Krishna, and Prabhupada writes, what is Chaturbhuj Krishna? Sridhar Swami's commentaries, how Krishna become Chaturbhuj. And then Krishna, Prabhupada writes, Krishna to Dvibhuj is always in Golok Vrindavan, but in Vaikunth he is Narayan. So he became here, and he can be thousand-handed as he shown to the Krishna. So what is the problem for Krishna to be four-handed? But then Krishna saw Arjuna is perplexed. Bhima is saying kill, Drupadi is saying don't kill, then Krishna started speaking. Why he spoke? He saw, see the verse 52, Alokya he observed Vadanam, the face Sakayor of Arjuna, his friend. He inspected the face of Arjuna. He was confused what to do. He is in confusion. So, and then what did Krishna do? Hasan, and he was smiling. Because Arjuna was confused and he was smiling. There is another instance. Krishna was never in angry mood. Even he is angry, he is still smiling. So he was smiling. What did he give advice? These two verses is his advice. First he saying, Brahma Bandhu Nahantaya Vantavya. Anybody who is relative of the Brahman should never be killed. What to speak of Brahman? Then number two, Atitaya Vadhadhanam. But if he is Atitaya, he is aggressor, he should be killed. Then Krishna is saying, Maya, by me. Now Krishna is speaking as a Bhagwan, not speaking as a friend. He is already in Chaturbhuj Roop. He is already in Puran form, studying here. These words are, he is speaking as a Bhagwan. Because he said, Maya, by me. This is Dharma. I am speaking Dharma Shastra. Maya, evo bhayam. Both these statements which I just told you, these are my statements. Kahan? Where are they? Amnatam, in the Shastra. Hare Krishna. Jago. Amnatam means in Shastra. Okay? Paripatthe anushasam. Now Krishna is giving him order. Kuru, now you follow four things. You follow Shastra, number one. Then you have given words to your dear Drupadi that you will bring his head. Follow that also. Then follow to please the Bhima. And also please Drupadi, as she is saying, not to kill. Now use your intelligence and make decision. So first verse when Krishna said, Arjuna was still perplexed. Then he gave the hint. He gave the hint. Second verse is the hint, what you should do. He said, you promise head, it means you do something with head. So you do something with head, don't think of neck. Yes, this is what it says, you know. The word is there. Drupadi, you gave the word that you will bring head. So, so think about head. Then, these perplexities are there. Then Sutta says, Arjun. Then Arjun, what happened? Sahasra Agya. He understood the instruction of Krishna. Hare Hari. Hardam, his mood. His, Prabhupada said, Hardam means motive. Krishna, what Krishna wants Arjun is understood. That is first class devotee. Without giving a direct order, he understood. And then what did he do? What did he took out his sword? He got his sword out. Mani Jahara. He got from his head all the hairs. He got the money which was Ashwasama used to say, this my jewel is more than the wealth of both Korva and Pandava. As long as it is on my head, I am always victorious. So he took out that jewel by cutting the skin. It was inbuilt. It was an inbuilt jewel. So he cut that out. And then, Dvijasya Saha, see here, Dvijasya word hai. Not Dvij Bandhu. The word is Dvij, it's not Dvij Bandhu. Saha Murdhajam, his head. So what did he do? Then just Arjun could understand the motive of Nard by him. By his equivocal orders, and thus with his sword, he severed both hairs and jewel from the head of Vasistama. This is he did with the head. Now he is doing with the Shastra. So first part he is done, now he is doing the second part. Vimuchya Rasanam Bandhanam. He now satisfied Drupadi, Muchya. Now released from the bondage. So he did that. Bal Hatya Hat Prabhavam. Bal Hatya Hat Prabhavam. Already because of killing children, he had lost his luster. Now his only wealth was his money that was also taken from him. Tejasa maninam heenam, then he has no tej after the money is gone. Shibram nilyapayat, then he was driven out of the shibram. Dead, driven out. Shibram means from the military camp. So, he's driven out. Now, next, 57, now last verse, we are at the end. It's finished. And then this is Shastra. Cutting the hair from the head, depriving him of his wealth, that is money, and driving him out from the residence are prescribed punishment for the relative of Brahman Bandhu. There is no injection for killing the body. So this what he did, and the next verse will continue in next chapter. Thereafter, son of Pandu and Drupadi, overwhelmed with the grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives. Here ends this chapter. Sorry to keeping you. Only something here you have to discuss, which we could not discuss. Most of the things we covered here, we can write, but we have already covered all these against and for arguments. This is something which is for your understanding in this section. Now they are all on one side, only Bhima on the other side. Brainstorm and discussion, this is what we wanted to do, and we did this otherwise. List arguments for and against the exclusion of Astama. Execution of Astama, he should be killed or not killed. So there are, this is your, something which in your life you see. Personal, analyze personal experience with moral dilemma. What is dharma in political circumstances? Consider personal and collective tension created by conflicting authorities instructions. One is saying do, other saying don't do. How will you do that? That is an example in Shastra if you will find. Narada was telling his disciple Priyavart to remain brahmachari, and Brahma came and said, you become a grihasthi. So two authorities are saying same thing. Then what he has to do? So in, like this, there are always something. Then conflict. Justice and mercy. So justice and reason and mercy. And then ideal and real. Collective and individual needs, conflicting duties, acts and consequences, short-term and long-term benefits, different people having different expectations. These are the different things which we should discuss all these things, how we can deal with it. This is another very, considering these points, he was excused. This is Prabhupada's one lecture in 77, Vrindavan, okay? Drupadi advised, she was unhappy on account of death of her son. So they considered that Ashwatthama's mother, she is innocent. But on account of the son's death, she would be unhappy. So considering all these points, he was excused from the capital punishment. This was the last, was the most important. Arjun's perplexity, what should be not done, this is what we discuss now. Bhimsen said this and everything, perfect. Arjuna was perplexed because Ashwatthama was to be killed as well as spared according to different scriptures cited by different persons. How this dilemma was solved? Cutting the hair, doing these four things, depriving him from the wealth and throwing him out of the residence. Evam Parikshata Dharmam. Krishna examined the duty or the swadharma of Arjuna. This is from the purpose. Prahlad Maharaj, we did this. Now, this is something you meditate. Prabhupada said once, it is in the purpose. Women as class are no better than boys. Boys means children. And therefore, they have no discriminatory power like that of a man. A good man or a woman accept anything very easily. Good man is a good word, it's not bad. But we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of woman and thereby accept that what is not genuine. Now this is something. Discussion, discriminatory power of woman. How this statement may be misused. What is Srila Prabhupada's intention behind this statement? This is Bhagavatam, this is something theological application. A cruel man, a wretched person who mentions his existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for his own well-being. Otherwise, will go down by his own action. This is another statement in the purport, which means capital punishment is good. How will really these things, how will you present this thing? Violence carried out on the religious principle is far superior to so-called non-violence, is one of the purport. Death sentence by the state is good for culprits, another statement. By encouraging animal slaughter, the whole atmosphere becomes polluted more and more by war, pestilence, famine and the many other unwanted calamities. This is purpose of 37. These are Prabhupada's statements. All these summarize the principle, discuss how would you present this principle to an audience of non-devotees in such a way as to be truthful but not compromising. Prepare a short presentation, 5 minutes. What do you think? Lessons objective. This is in your book. These things, can you look in these all things? Do you have these things? This part of... must be somewhere there. It's somewhere. Evaluation. Okay, just here we are. So these are something which actually is expected to discuss. We have just covered this subject, but we give the other way we discuss all these things, but without subject, how can we discuss? We don't know, then how can we discuss? Now we can think about how to discuss. So when we get